All right. Thank you for being here. I want you to pray for us, pray for one another. We need to remember each one of us also that we will continue to stay faithful to God and do what He's asked us to do. And I do want to personally want to thank each and every one of you for your faithfulness since I've been here, and I'm praying that you're just not coming just because of me, but you're coming because you love the Lord. Because there's nothing I can do for you. The only thing that I can do is just pray for you and lift you up before Him. But this morning, I want to read one verse of Scripture here in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, and verse 24. And then I'm going to read a verse of Scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 20 there. But here we see where Daniel has stood up to the king, not only just to the king, but he also stood up and to the soldiers and everybody there, that he would not go and worship any other one but God Himself. And if we really think about it, we could read the first three chapters of the book of Daniel, and we can see where it's a whole lot there that we can learn from that we just need to just be mindful that the one that we serve and the one that we are going to turn to. And I tell you, we're in a war right now between this and that. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, or nothing like that. But we definitely need to pray for this country. You know, even Russia and even other countries, they haven't failed to what the United States has failed to. And we know what the Word of God says about the purifying. And Brother Bill, he brought up over in Malachi chapter 3 and talking about the refiner's fire and all of that, and it's full of soap. But you know, we as individuals, we need to look at it in this way, in this aspect, that we cannot listen and we can't go by what the news are saying, because they themselves, they don't know what they're talking about majority of the time. Now, I seen something on the news, and they was talking about they was talking about Galatia up in Alaska, and talking about where Obama had went up there in Alaska, and he's speaking on the climate change and stuff like that. And they said, is this melting, the glaciers up there are melting. And yes, they're going to melt. But they're also going to turn around and form again. But, you know, the people itself, they talk about, say, well, looks like the water is going to take over the world. The water is going to start taking over the states and doing away with the states and everything. The water don't do no purifying. Fire is what purifies. In chapter 4 in the book of Malachi, it talks about the precious jewels that are there. And I may speak on that a little more tonight, or maybe Wednesday night, about the jewels. But this morning, for what remaining time we have, we need to look at these verses of Scripture, two of them. And it said in chapter 3, in verse 24, it says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king." True, O king. We see right here in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Now the word sup right here, we look at it as, well, we may break bread or something like that. But I think it's more than that. Because I think it's this way. It says, "I will come in to him and will bless him." So what the Lord is saying, he says, the Lord, I'm going to come in. I'm standing outside your heart's door. I want to come into your heart. I want you to open your heart's door, where you can receive the blessings that I have for you. And a whole lot of times we don't look at it in that realm. And but if you will, excuse me this morning because my mouth is awful dry today. And I didn't have fish. But we as individuals, we see billboards I hear. We see advertisements I hear. And people are looking at them billboards and advertisement, and they're looking at it and they will be dazed at it. They will be magnetized to that. Why? Because they're looking at it as an idol. And we as individuals today, we can there are more idols out here today than I believe than what they had back then. Because God says if he's not number one in our life, and if we don't put him first in our life, then what we are serving or what we are looking to, we are taking that as an idol. We are looking at it as something that we can worship. And yes, and we will worship them, because why? Because we'll stay out of the house of God. We'll stay away from God. We won't sing for God. We won't do this for God. People today, they have talent, but the talents are so deep that they've been hidden from. And they're not willing for that talent to come forth, because Skid, if a talent does come forth, and if it skid, that if we pray and ask God, said, God, reveal unto me the talent that you have for my life. And if we do that, what do we think about? We're going to make a commitment to Him. Well, that's the first thing we need to do anyhow. We need to make a commitment to Him anyhow. Just like an individual that comes to this church right here, and if he gets saved and everything, they've made a commitment to the Lord. Once they got saved, to serve Him. But yet when they come before the church, when they come up in front and they ask the pastor or they talk to the pastor before and say, I would love to unite with y'all. I would love to be a member of the church. And when they come forth and when they come in and they unite with this body of believers here, then not only have they made a promise to God, but they also have made a promise to me and to you that you will back the church up at all costs. That you will just be there when the doors are open. You will not just come out just because Walmart or JCPenney has a great big, maybe a 80 or 90% sale on or something like that, that they'll miss out of the church service. But we're having people today that will miss Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday night services when Thanksgiving comes around. Why? Because they think that they got to stay home, they got to get to rest. Why? Because they don't get up at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning to go to Walmart and go to these places where they have to stand in line to get the discount. But what they don't realize is, if they just think about it, the discount that they're getting is really no more of a discount than anything. Because the weeks before that, or the months before that, they've already gradually went up on that particular item. Or they go up on a price. Then they come back and say, well, I'm going to give you 50% off, half price. You ain't getting half price off. There's no need going, no need standing in line. But yet, when comes Sunday morning for church, for Sunday school, they cannot get up time enough to come to Sunday school. They can't even come at 11 o'clock hour. They can't even come to God's house. But yet, when they get in trouble, they will go to the Lord. Daniel right here. Don't you think that Daniel was facing some opposition there? When it was Daniel and his other friends there that was with him, the three Hebrews? I mean, they was all thrown in the fiery furnace. Why? Because they would not bow down to an idol. They would not bow down. Just like that lady, Kimberly Davis, in Kentucky there. We need to pray for her every day because she has not bowed down to the government. She has not bowed down to anyone because she takes her faith and I trust in the Lord dear to her heart. They was in a viewing her husband here. I think it was the other day, Friday or Saturday, one or the other. And they was asking him, says, "Did you gonna try to get her out?" He said, "No." He goes, "I gotta live with her." But she has the faith. And she's a strong individual that she will not leave. She will not bow down to this world because she has to answer to God. And God has not told me to leave my position. God has not told me to quit. I'm going to stay on until my term comes up. And when our term comes up, you know what's going to happen? They're going to put her right back in office. Why? Because she stood her ground. She stood for something. And we have a whole lot of people out here that have elected office. All they can spout it out. When it really comes right down to it. When it comes to them going to jail or something. No. They won't do it to you. Why? Because they don't want to be associated. What y'all laughing at?
It's a sad face.
Huh?
It's a sad face.
Oh.
She's been a little while longer than I want to be in the ship.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been praying. We've been praying for you.
Won't be much longer, but I'll be here next week.
Amen.
I ain't leaving. See y'all Thursday early so we can clean.
All right, sure will. But you know, she's that lady. She's not going to bow down. And we've had too many people. And I'm afraid to tell you, I'm afraid that it's not a individual that's running for the president of the United States that they are not going to back down. They're going to back down. They're going to back down on what they're talking about. The only reason they're saying what they're saying now is because they want to get in office. They want to be the next president. So they're going to tell you what they want to tell you. But she told Kentucky. She told the world she wanted what she was going to do. And she stood her ground. And that right there ought to tell the politicians, it's time for you to start standing your ground. If you believe in God, then you need to start acting like it. It's a whole lot of things today we as individuals take for granted. Do you realize that we take this church, the building here, for granted? We just know it's going to be here. We just know that this evening when we come back, the building's going to be here for us to come in and worship, right? And we all take it for granted because why? Because we don't think it's going to happen to us. But it can. It can. God can send me the Holy Spirit with a breeze of wind, come this way and level this. And what will we do? We will start sobbing. We'll say, why us, Lord? Oh, we're struggling then, and we had some of the faithfulest people that we had. We should say, Lord, whatever it takes. Lord, whatever it takes for us to get back. To get back what we used to have. Get back to what Jeremiah said. To the old path. Get back to the Word of God. Get back a preaching hard. Get back a preaching about hell. Get back and telling people that if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you're going to die and go to hell. You're going to split hell wide open. Tell people about the worms out here. Tell people about, you go up a highway and you see a raccoon or a possum or something like that. When a car's been hit, what are they doing? They got all kinds of flies on it. And they ain't a fly. You know what a fly is? A magnet. That's what it is. That's all they are. But here it is, an animal right there. Flies just eating away at it. Maggots just eating away at that flesh. See, that animal's dead. But the individuals that's in hell, they're not going to be dead. They're going to be just as much alive as we are in heaven. But they're going to be gnashing. They're going to be grinding at their own teeth. They're going to be gnashing, and they're going to have worms all over them. They're going to have maggots on them trying to eat away the flesh. And they can't do it. Also tells us over in the book of Revelation that then individuals is going to have, they're going to try to take their own lives. They're going to try to hang themselves. It's not going to do no good. They can hang from a noose for year after year. Ain't going to make no difference. Still not going to do no difference for them. They're going to remember every word. They're going to remember every word that you spoke unto them about church and about heaven. They're going to remember the words that you spoke to them. They're going to remember the words that I spoke to them. Not only that, they're going to remember every song that they ever heard sing. In the house of God and on the radio. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound to save the wretch like me. Hey, I was wretched. I was lost, but He provided the amazing grace through His Son, Jesus Christ. Where I wouldn't have to be wretched anymore. Same thing for you. We need to start getting out of here. We as preachers, we need to start preaching what this book is talking about. Jesus Christ, He spoke more on hell than He did heaven. In the Word of God. More is mentioned about hell than it is about heaven. But yet, we would just want to tell people the good things. And I'm not one of these preachers that's doom and gloom, and I'm not one of these preachers that goes out here and wants to preach and scare somebody to the point that that's the only reason they come up, because they get scared. I want to teach them about God's love and also bring in God's wrath. Because unless the individual calls on Jesus and asks Jesus to save them, they're going to bust tail wide open. They're going to be down there with all the others out here. Hey, I don't like hanging around people in the drug addicts. I don't like hanging around the drunks. And if we don't like to do that, and if an individual don't like they don't like people, and if they don't accept the Lord, what are they going to do? They're going to be right down out with them. And then they're going to probably end up saying, the individual may end up saying to them, say, well, hey, you know, you is the cause of me not ever getting saved. Because I heard you say you wouldn't visit a church. But yet you said if all churches are like that one, and if all preachers are like a preacher down there, then the woods are full of them. I don't want to go back to another church. We don't need to give people that mentality. That's what they believe about the church. We need to allow the church to be like when people come in that has never darkened the doors, that they are our guests. And they are our guests. And we should lay out the red carpet for them and allow them to come in and feel as a guest. We don't need to allow the people to come in. This house of worship and feel like that some people down there, they shook my hand. Some of them talked to me. But you know, some didn't even shake my hand. Some wouldn't even speak. Hey. Where would I be at today if they treated me the same way? And if I looked at people that in that same manner, we don't need to worry people and be solely concerned, because we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what kind of home life they have. Not only a home life, we don't know what they are struggling on the inside with. People struggle today. People today, they have sickness that a whole lot of times they won't even say anything about it. I see their face in them things. The majority of the people today are facing them alone. They don't have the Lord that they can go to and they can talk to. I was just talking to a fellow this past week down Lowe's. And he was telling me about, this is before he got saved, and he ain't been saved about two and a half, maybe 3 years. But he says, I remember something you told me. I said, what was that, Ricky? I said, I don't have no idea. I said, Ricky, what was it? He said, I remember coming to you and asking you to help me pray about something. And I also told you that I'd been praying that I'd get in church. And he says, you know something you told me? And he says, when you told me, he says, I took kind of offensive to it. But he said, I understood what you was talking about a little later. You told me that it wasn't but one prayer that I could pray. Because you asked me if I was saved, if I was lost. And I could not tell you that I was saved. And I did tell you that I didn't think that I'd go to heaven. And you told me that there was not but one prayer that I could pray. I couldn't even pray for my wife. I could not pray for my children. I could not pray for my family. And I couldn't even pray for my own health. But you told me something. He said, if you'll pray the sinner's prayer, if you'll ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save your soul, I said, he will do just that. And I said, on top of that, then you can go to the Lord any given time you want to, day, night, whenever. And you can pray for your family, pray for your health, you can pray for whatever is on your heart. And he told me that this past week. He said, I'll never forget that. He said, I'll never forget that. Now, he said something to me, but I just want y'all to pray for him. He's one of them that I had on my heart this morning. Right now, he's a member of another church. He's attending the church and everything. And he said, right now, they're having major problems within the church. And he says, I just don't think it's good for me to, I'm for me to end up staying. Because if I do, I'm going to probably likely get out of church. He said, I'm just telling you, me, myself. And I told him, I said, well, I said, brother, I said, now, you always got an invitation. You can always come down where I'm at. He said, matter of fact, he said, where are you at now? And I told him. He said, shoot, that ain't that far from where I live. I said, no. It lives just right up here on the turn up here beside the little flea market. go back down, up and turn right and go back up out. And I told him, I said, I'll pray for you. I said, but please don't get out of church. I said, and I said, you may come down there and you may decide that you don't, that you're not a good fit down there. And we are not a good fit for you. I said, but do not get out of church. That's the worst thing that people do. When they start having problems within a church, the people start going this way and that way. And I told him, I said, if it's any way possible, Ricky, I said, stay there until you think it can be worked out. If you think it can be worked out, he says, it's been going on too long. He said, I don't think it's going to be worked out. And he says, I'm just not saying that because of what you've told me. He said, but really, he said, I just don't think it's going to be worked out. He said, because the people, they want this and they want that. They're undermining the preacher and everything. They're telling the preacher what he can do and what he can preach and what he can't preach. And they're coming and doing, having these type songs in here. He says, I don't even know what the people even saying. They're up there singing, they say. But to me, it looked like it just up there just babbling. Because I ain't heard the first word from them yet that I understand. But, you know, I thank the Lord, really, that there are still some churches around where the people that's in the church don't want to change the worship services. They want to change and go back and go to the new day. They want to stick to the old path. Me and Brother Bill, I don't know me and Brother Bill discussing it or whatever. I think it was. I says, if it's what I can't figure out is all these companies out here. I think I was talking to Brother Bill about some stuff we got down at Lowe's the other day to fix the toilets with. I says, hey, why do they want to change? Why does everybody just want to come up and change stuff? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because I guarantee you, if you try fixing it, it's going to be broke. It's going to be broke more than what the other was all the time. I mean, if it just like these automobiles. I mean, I drove a 55 Chevrolet. A 56 Ford, 63 Ford. I mean, it wasn't a thing in the world wrong with the individual. The 63 and the 64 and the 65 that I had. Hey, they had air conditioning on them. But see what it was, the manufacturers, they didn't like it because I could get in my automobile and I could drive from here to Greensboro. And if it started skipping, or if it cut off on me, I'd pull off to the side of the road and go back out, and I'd pop a trunk on my car, and I'd get a set of points out, and I'd get a condenser out, and I'd get a rotor button out, and I'd go and I'd pop the hood on the car, and I'd take the distributor cap off, and I'd put the points in, I'd put the condenser in, and I'd put a brand new rotor button on. See, they didn't like it that we was doing them things.
See, they won't get any money out of it. We don't have mechanics no more. Did you realize that? We don't have mechanics no more. You know what they're called today? Parts replacers. They just replace the parts. They can't fix them. I mean, I know people could take a carburetor off of a vehicle and, hey, he could overhaul that carburetor for $30 or $40. They can't do nothing today. They can't do nothing. The kids today can't do nothing. They just can't. I mean, they just, well, I just can't do nothing. You know what I went to school for? There ain't no jobs out here for me. And I can't go out here and just take any old job. You know, I went to school and got a 4-year degree and computers and everything. Said, but nobody's hired. Well, anything in the world wrong with McDonald's and places like that to go to work. Leases a paycheck. And I know some people out here would love to have a job. But they can't find one. You know the reason they can't find one? And I hate to say this. It's because they don't have the 4-year degree. They don't have the 4-year degree to be a waitress at the local diner. That's sad. It really is. But yet you got people like Julia. And you got so many other people like her that would love to be able to have a job and work. But they will not give her a try. They will not give her a chance. But what they'll do there, they would rather go out here and hire somebody else and pay them three or four times more than what they start her out with. I don't understand things like that. I don't understand. I don't understand life, period. But I do know one thing. But I understand and I know the life that Jesus has given me. See, Daniel, he wasn't going to bow down. And see, and Daniel knew that he had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego right there with him. And they was basically dependent on Daniel. They weren't going to bow down to him either. But the reason they weren't going to bow down, because I believe that they were dependent on Daniel. Some people say, well, that ain't what it says. May not be. I don't know. I do know one thing. What we do have is just bits and pieces in this book right here. Bits and pieces is all we have. Because of everything that God had done and everything that God had said and everything that the Lord had said and done, and then the Holy Spirit
the world, this globe, the world itself is not big enough to contain it. And I'm just not saying that. That's Bible. It's in God's word. That the world itself don't have enough room or space in it to contain what God had said. He just gave us little bits and pieces of it. Hey, that's all he wants us to look at. That's all he wants us to stand on. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that what little bit, Father, that you've given us through your word, Father, that we can take it, and Father, we can take it, we can expound upon that, Father, and you give us, you speak to our hearts, and you give us thoughts, and you give us things to say about what they can contain around this scripture for what you've done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Page 235. Pass me not. 235.